What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to 26 Degrees, Miami Hurricane. Barbershop football talk, baby. Doing it like nobody else does it. It's your man, Laren. We're here with the three-man give and go today. If y'all know the drill, the ball never should touch the floor. We're just going to weave on down, pass the rock around, easy layup, man. No game to review from last week, man, so we're just going, you know, it's rivalry week, man. We going to Doak Campbell, the newly renovated Doak Campbell. I hope they got some nice bathrooms in that bitch now, man. Them troughs is very ghetto. That's some shit. Like, I can't believe I walked in there and was like, bro, they got pissing troughs. This is insane. But anyways, yeah, they stepped it up some apparently. I wanted to go up there, but they wanted Beyonce ticket prices to go in there.
Yeah, I saw them tickets, bro. Tripping. It's like minimum damn near $300.
Yep, for sure. I'm like, for an annual rival, y'all out of y'all mind. But anyway, we're going to get into it, man. I got my main man, Turnpike Measy, is here. Say what's up to the people.
Yes, sir. Turnpike Measy in the building, man. Three-man weed today, like Marion said. I tried to hop on last show, man. I had a football game, had to go to AD duties. He was in the car. Sounded like it was a hurricane outside. That's my fault. But, man, we here, man.
Y'all ain't even my dog, athletic director, too.
Oh, yeah. AD at my school, man. Yeah, I be having a lot of shit going on in my goddamn school. I be telling the boys all the time, man, I got to do this, I got to do that. I'm like, I dead ass got to do this, I got to do that type shit. It's been a long week, my man. We here, man. It's robbery
That's
week.
Real.
Got the boy D-Rob in the building. Chef Rob. Go ahead,
what's
man.
Up, man, what's going on, yo, man? I can't wait. You know, we won the bye week in, you know, shutout fashion. on, you know, the FSU, man. Hey, man, look here, boy. Boy, I want to beat the hell out of these people, bro. Ain't even gonna lie.
Real
bad. Not as bad as Florida, because hate them folks.
Yeah.
But I want to beat the hell out of these people, bro. I want to beat the hell out of these people.
It's time to bring them back to earth. I think, in all honesty, you know, they are with that current squad, and looking at their schedule, I think they are 9-3 to 8-14, which is an awesome turnaround from 2-10. You know, but you know, as I just look at the roster in general, the schedule they got coming up, I just don't think it's a really good team. Now, granted, I don't think there's a lot of really good teams in college football right now. I think we are one of them. I think Ohio State's one of them. I still think Penn State's one of them. Oregon
might
put up in that group. I like A&M. I like Texas A&M. That might be where the end of my list is as far as teams that I think are really good. I think there's some other teams out there that obviously can make some noise or whatever, but the list to me this year is kind of short. I don't think I've seen top to bottom teams look that great.
You got Ole Miss up there.
Yeah. Ole Miss, that was a good game they pulled off last week, man. I watched that game. You know, good on them. The boys' defense was hitting. You know, I picked them. I actually took them money line on that one too. But I think they was actually favorite, even though they're the underdogs. Yeah, I think they were favorite. 2.5.
One and a half, 2.5, yeah. Something like that.
Something real.
LSU overrated. LSU overrated too.
They can't. And, you know, they can't move the ball. They cannot run the ball, which ain't like LSU. So it's kind of a different look for them.
Their defense is decent now. I'll say this.
Yeah, LSU defense. Their defense good. Defense, I ain't gonna say decent.
Offense, good. Oh boy. Right. But then you got to think about it. They starting running back. He was out too. So now that also hindered them a little bit. But still, I don't think that they're not what I thought they was going to be.
They quarterback average over there.
Yeah, they gassed Nussmeier a little bit. I don't know if he's that. And then that's the thing. Like, LSU always has a stable of running backs. Like, that's part of their staple of what makes them, you know, LSU is typically they've I think that's falling off under Brian Kelly, period.
It has. They haven't had a running back in I don't know how long now.
Right. They had the backs that, like, you had to know These guys were NFL guys, and I didn't see that there. Right. Even their wide receiver corps, I think, isn't, you know, up to par, because they probably, you know, right there, the current wide receiver, you got to look at Ohio State, LSU, and I don't think you got those, you know, you ain't got them elite neighbors.
You
don't.
Justin Jefferson's, Jamar Chase. They got them.
Who's the kid from Jacksonville?
Brian Thomas.
Yeah, like I just don't see that on the squad. So, you know, I say that just to say I do think we actually are one of the better teams, and we got opportunity to, you know, prove it in a good rivalry game. Best rivalry in football to me. I know I'm biased. I don't know.
It's top three.
Ohio State and Michigan. That's probably my number two. Who else y'all think kind of top rivalries?
I mean, this team, it hasn't been good in a while, but just they really, really, real deal hate each other. Auburn, Alabama up there.
Yeah, that's
what Auburn, mean. Alabama up there, Iron Bowl. They hate each other, real deal hate each other.
Who you say? You said, I know you said Ohio State, Michigan.
Ohio State, Michigan.
You
Oklahoma,
just said,
Texas up there.
Yeah, Oklahoma, Texas up there. Sure. Yeah.
Oklahoma, Texas up there. You haven't really been hearing about too much of the – I think with this NIL and all this too, I think the true rivalries that are really up there are like the real, real, real deal hate each other rivalries. Like it's only four of them.
I'm going to give you an underrated one that if they played more, I think we'll hear more about it. Is the Pittsburgh West Virginia the backyard brawl? Like last few times they played, it's been and they be getting that boy, they be fighting and everything. But
ain't nobody watching that shit though.
That's the reason why nobody watching it because they stopped playing for a long time. They just recently upstart back playing again, like what, about 2-3 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Because that's like one of the oldest rivalries. Yeah. So you know,
and the teams ain't been kind of what they used to be. West Virginia just put out a pretty damn good product. Same for Pitt. Pitt been okay. I mean, they won the ACC. We can't forget Georgia, Florida. Georgia, Florida's always, you know.
Oh, yeah, Georgia, Florida. Yeah, Georgia, Florida. Yeah.
I know Florida fans forget that as they rival.
No, they real deal forgot.
It's very easy to forget.
They don't even talk about that shit no more, bro.
Shit, no, man.
When you get your head bashed in every year,
hey, let's talk about Miami.
Let's
talk about Miami. They've been struggling. They don't have no stadium.
But you guess what? You can't even talk about us. Because guess what? The last two times, we done beat you back to back, and you ain't going to play us unless it's a bowl game.
And y'all won't be there.
Yeah, they won't be there. Hey, they not going to be where we at.
We'll not see you in the playoffs, bitch. We did get one commitment, actually, I want to speak on briefly. Saintius.
The D-lineman.
D lineman, yeah, he was committed to FAU, 3-star kid. He was committed to FAU early. He's kind of one of them senior riser type kids. He decommitted from FAU, and then he got interest from all of the big three. Florida State wanted him. Florida wanted him. A lot of people thought he might end up going to Michigan State. Michigan State, I think, was his first kind of big time offer. And you know, we went ahead and got in on that particular recruitment, man. And I think once again, like we've talked about it on this show before, it's at such a premium position, and he's got, you know, physical attributes that you're just not going to find, you know, just lying around. This kid is, I think they got him listed at like 6'4". Let me make sure I'm gonna pull up his profile. I don't want to misspeak.
Is it like 6'4", 260, 270, something like that?
Yeah. So, I mean, you talk about already got the size that you're looking for at defensive tackle.
Can move.
Yeah, and if you can get those guys in the program now, again, you don't have to look at 2 years, 3 years down the road trying to do shopping. You know, like, shout out Simeon Barrow. He did play good for us, but then we had to play hardball with him. You know, now you're talking about he might go to
Duke. I forgot about that.
You know what I mean? And you don't want to be in those situations. So I think the staff's doing an excellent job of trying to identify some of these big linemen that may not be as high profile as, you know, like we went after the, you know, what, Lamar Brown, whatever. And you got to put your hat in the ring and see what you can do with it. That's a hard pull out of LSU, and I think they gave him something to think about, but ultimately, you're going to lose most of those battles. So it's good to see them do some shopping around in our own backyard, like keep, you know, get these guys in, see what you got.
He reminds me of the D-tackle we got from Columbus last year, what he said was making some waves.
Daylon Russell?
Spring and fall. Daylon Russell, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you like I say, you can't coach sides, man. You get opportunity to get
we,
a kid
we
like
developing
that,
on that
it.
Line, too. We developing on that line. Moten, kind of similar type player who's a force this year for us. So we developing at the line, at the D-line. So I have no problem with that pickup. Like you said, premium position. You got to get them when you can. We still going to go portal shopping part for D-tackles, but you need depth there, man.
Got to have it. You know, because everybody talked about us coming in the year not being 4D. Go ahead, D-Rock.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to – so word I got was, like, we're going to have a big high school class. We're going to be very limited in the portal this year because of the fact that they think that we've caught up. I think the only – if we go portal, the only position I see us – really going portal at is a safety, maybe quarterback, and maybe offensive line. And the reason why I say offensive line is because you're going to lose three of your five starters. Actually, no, four of your five starters. Because Bell is gone, France is gone, Inez is gone, and the center is gone. So you got to replace four of those five. I can see them probably trying to find a premium left tackle. You know what I'm saying? If they want Okunlola to play right, whichever, I can see that. I definitely can see a big-time safety. Maybe a defensive tackle. But I think when they go in the portal now, as you can see, a lot of people that we picked up, they were all, like, had more than 1 year of eligibility. The only ones right. that have only had more than eligibility was Jacoby Thomas, Muhammad Toure, and there was one more. Oh, Brantley.
CJ Daniels.
And CJ Daniels, four. Yeah, so four of the what 15 that we took, I think, were only had this day last year. Everybody else, one and done. Everybody else is coming back for at least one more year, which I'm fine with and cool. So, I don't think we're gonna go portal. I think that, like I said, they've been saying like we got the depth, the roster's getting where it need to be. I don't want them to go heavy in the portal. I'd rather them develop some stuff out of high school, man.
Yeah, a big time school's gonna hit a portal every year, but you want to get to where you just going big time shopping. You're not going shopping like trying to get depth at all these positions. And I think that's where we get into, like, if a dude's a playmaker, go and get him, but we ain't getting him because we just don't have the numbers. And that's where they're getting at, right?
And then don't forget, it's only one portal window. So boy, hey, as soon as that season though, I could see the last game of the season, you're gonna see people start announcing that they're going to the portal because now you only got 15 days. That's it. It ain't no spring. It ain't no none of that. So, but you're also, I think you're gonna see a lot of people stay. I don't think you're gonna have as many portal additions because it's only one window now. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, you know, it's funny you say that too because I've seen a couple of announcements already this year for guys that haven't played after and already going to redshirt.
Yeah,
I saw the West Virginia starting quarterback today say he's going to enter the portal at the end of the season, and you fucking playing, you starting still. I was like, what the hell?
He probably, but see, Meezy, you got to think about it, right? He probably don't like that fit in what Rodriguez is doing because, you know, this is Rodriguez's first year at West Virginia. The other guy gone.
Crazy though, goddamn.
That's still so crazy to announce.
Yeah, it is. No, it is. Hey, but no, remember? Hey, no, remember the UNLV quarterback last year, Matt Sluka? Remember he played in the game, and then like that day, he was like entering the portal.
And so boy had a good game and said, "I'm out of here."
Yeah, he had a good game and said, "I'm gone."
And they kept on rolling too. The backup was.
They did. Yeah.
Bro didn't know. He didn't land on his feet off of that one, man.
He was splitting time. Not Western Carolina. He's not the starter somewhere else. But I seen him. He was in the game. I can't remember what.
Yeah, but
that
shit didn't go out as he planned.
Yeah, it didn't go how he wanted to. Yeah.
Yeah, you bugging. I was like, hey man, you might want to just sit tight, play the season, prove you that guy. You know what I mean? And then go. It's crazy. These kids want to negotiate after a couple of good games. It's like, bro, come on, man. You got to finish out this verse.
Yeah, James Madison. That's where he is at right now. James Madison.
No doubt. All right, let's get into it, man. Pulling up the dope, man. Nice little road trip. Get to go kick it. If y'all are going, man, y'all pull up on my boy CJ. Him and Big Game James, man. They doing their normal tailgate out there at Lot 19. I've been up there before. It's cool. It's like a parking deck on the rooftop vibe. So it's like it's a real cool vibe. Man, I had a good time up there. You know, and like I tell people all the time, Florida State and Miami, that's like big bro, little bro. You know, it's a rivalry, but it's all good fun. What you got there, D-Row?
Oh, yeah, Moss ain't here in the background.
Oh, my bad. I ain't
seen. Yeah, you don't really hear about too much. Like, Florida, Miami, we'll fight, goddamn. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But Florida State, Florida, we sell out. I mean, Florida State, Florida. Florida State, Miami, we sell out and everything, but this still, like, that's a good little – that's a
– It's love, perfect, man.
It's still love at the end of the day, man.
Right.
It's love. Still love at the end of the day.
We're just talking that talk. Got to. But this week coming, man, it's all games aside. I know the war chant be going off. They put the hurricane flags up.
Don't you record with old boy tonight?
I know. He and CJ recorded last night. D-Rob was last night. Matter of fact.
Yeah, yeah, I had jumped on. I had jumped on.
Go ahead and tell the people how to find that.
Check them out. If y'all didn't get to see that, we did a preview show last night. Just go to YouTube. I don't think they put that out as an audio podcast. So just go to YouTube, and it is called, what's the name of that show? No Talk? Dope Talk.
Dope Talk.
Yeah, go pull up Dope Talk. It's a call-in show. CJ sit down, kind of kick it solo, and then he has people call in. But he had me pull up. They have guests too, usually by the week, depending on the opponent. And for us, it's kind of, you know, becoming our new little tradition. So
what was his prediction?
Always fun to do that. He had them winning by like four or something. It wasn't nothing outrageous. He ain't go crazy.
It was outrageous because he predicted a win. That's outrageous.
That was outrageous.
Hey, see, man.
Last year, did a show. We did a show called House Divided last year. We didn't try to fire it up again this year, just a lot of moving parts or whatever. But yeah, last year, OC kept it real, bro. He was like, yeah, I think we fight our hardest and we lose this one 26-20.
Yeah, I saw something. he didn't even want to record them shows, but he had to.
Hell year. No. They got to do it. Got to do it. So, these guys coming fresh off a Friday night loss against Virginia. I know all of us pulled up and watched it. You know, my boy Danny Cannell was bragging on it was the highest watch Friday night game. I was like,
bro, what the lost. Fuck was that about? Bro, hold on. I got something to say about that, Larian. I'm on Twitter yesterday and the day before. I'm seeing all these Florida State fans tweeting that shit. And I'm like, you fucking lost. That was like the brand. I was like, bro, y'all niggas. I was like, bro, this shit, the place y'all at right now, I hope we don't never get to that point, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
The brand,
I'm not bragging
you fucking
on,
lost.
I ain't bragging on everybody watching us lose. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. And also, shout out to FSU fans. I see them, you know, the way like the Twitter thing got set up, you know, it's like all these four U's. And man, I've never seen a fan base tweet so much like they get ready to strap up. Like they going out there, all we need to do is stay locked in. You know, we dropped the ball last week. I'm like, bro, you know you don't play, right? These cats really be talking like they about to get out there and hit something.
But last week they was talking like they was already playing Miami. Remember, Miami sounds like
that's fact. That's fact.
And they was like, we don't play games. The team prepared. The team's focused. I'm like, bro, you gotta realize, like the fan, like players, they be on Twitter. They see how y'all talking. That stuff going their heads, dog. And the boys was looking ahead, just like they were. I thought that funny, man.
No, Maul was all over that last week. He kept saying, he was saying the group chat every day, they not focused.
Yeah.
And a lot of people watched that game because they knew, what the fuck was about to happen.
Yeah.
Listen, like, I put it on the timeline. I say, they so worried about Miami, man. They got Virginia, man. They not focused. Like, oh, man, we ain't. I said, okay. Man, you know, look here. When I see that. I said, oh, boy.
When they broke out the white helmet 2 weeks in a row, I'm like, hold up, dog. Y'all feeling yourselves now. Like,
yeah.
Y'all break that out sparingly. I was like, y'all running it back. Right.
They're pulling it out for wins, right? Because your fan base is going to go crazy, right? Then they're going to blame the white helmets when you lose. So they pull the white helmet out for guaranteed W. Kent State. So y'all came in there. Them boys put the throwbacks on y'all, right? They were like, we're going to take it back. And y'all like, oh, y'all a white helmet team. All right, white helmet team. Shout out Tony Elliott, man. Glad that brother's having some success there.
Yeah, I was proud of him. That game.
Yeah, she went to school with Tony Elliott. She told me not that long ago. I don't think they used to date or nothing like that. I gotta ask that when we get off here. Make sure you don't just be telling me about no dude out the blue now that I think about it.
Rooting for the wrong fucking reason.
Yeah, yeah. What's going on? Go, Tony.
I know like him.
Enthusiasm.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, obviously, coming off that loss, you know, everybody trying to tell me that the loss was good. The quarterback even went up there and said the loss was good. You know, the funny thing I felt about that game was I think they looked at Virginia the way we looking at them. Like, yeah, they got one of the top offense, but who have they played? Same thing we saying about
yeah.
You can hang your hat on the Alabama game. Cool. Did pretty decent in that. But then after that, it was two bombs. And you ran up, you know, y'all was running jet sweeps and reverses and all this. I'm like, brother, we could have did that Bethune if we wanted to. Yeah.
Running up the score.
The thing about it is, and this is what they need to realize, right? They was in their bag against Virginia. Gus Malzahn was breaking out all the tricks. Yeah. It wasn't where it's like, you know what, I'll save these 10 to 15 plays for Miami. You know what I'm saying? Something they ain't never seen before. Nigga, y'all went in y'all bad.
We got to bring that shit out tonight. It ain't looking good.
Listen,
yeah.
They was doing that.
Right.
I told you, they was doing the annexation of Puerto Rico with a road to the Brooklyn Bridge. They was doing everything under the sun because they was feeling that heat. They was feeling that heat. They could say whatever they want, but they was feeling it like they did not think that that was going to happen. They did not think that game was going to go that way.
I watched the whole game, and you could tell, like, the plays that was running. I'm like, bro, like, this ain't the plays you're supposed to be pulling
out. It's a gimmick.
It's Virginia, Jesus. Bro.
That shit, it's a gimmick. That offense is a gimmick, bro. Like, once you stop, what all of want to do jet motion and all that stuff man, as long as our linebackers keep eye control, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just focus on the ball and do their eye discipline. And do their assignment, they is in trouble. That team, they are in big ass trouble. And that's what Virginia did. Virginia had good eye discipline. They followed, they wasn't going for all the little okie dokes and all that. Florida State got off just throwing it up. Like, here, I'm gonna throw it up. And Deuce Robinson, he go come down with it. That's all they did.
Yeah, and
until
they got
he
to
the couldn't
they
he had to make, them the game.
They got to the point where Florida State had Castellanos had to make some throws, and that's just not him. He's not going to make them throws. Yeah, he's not going to read and throw people open. That's where they got him to. Yeah.
Keep him in the pocket. Keep him in the pocket. And, don't let him outside throws. That pocket. Yeah, like, don't let him outside that pocket. That's it.
Yeah. He's going to get loose. I mean, he's a small guy. He's a diminutive dude, so he's going to wiggle through and get some. You live with that. You live with, you know, that because that's just going to be a part of it. I'm not going to say I don't think they're going to move the ball at all. I just don't think they're going to be as successful as they have. The difference is, too, one of the things they said, like, we've been talking about our faults, right? Like, you know, some of the offensive line issues with false starts, you know, the snap infractions. You know, we're talking about these things, you know, some of Carson's maybe questionable throws. But guess what? We won every single one of those games. So they talking about all they got to do, but you lost, brother. It's a whole different thing to have to improve after winning versus having to improve coming off of L. Totally different. So, you know, you got all this optimism about, oh, if we just wrap up, well, y'all ain't practice wrapping up. Like, nobody thought that we should have to wrap up running backs.
Yeah, that's a lot of shit you got to fix in 4 days of practice.
Yeah, like, you didn't know ahead of time. Like, that's not the type of stuff you want to be talking about fixing, man.
shit like that don't get that wrapping up. Shit like that don't get fixed during the season. Man, that's just what it is.
Them people talking like that, they ain't never played no football before. How you going? You talking about wrapping up? That's all you got to do. It's the fifth game of the season.
You're right. They
telling me that's all you got to do to win the football game?
Then why didn't they do it? Why didn't you do it? It's not the time of year to learn that type of thing.
Them people overrated. They not who they thought they are. They came out hype. They beat Bama. Okay, congratulations. And that's it.
Yeah.
Talking about, we got the number one explosive offense. Y'all average 448 yards a game against Power 4 opponents or D1 opponents. Then somebody tried to make me aware. Oh, well, you know, Kent State D1. Man, Kent State ain't won a game in 100 years.
And the fact that he even come out and say that shit, too.
Right.
That's crazy. Yeah, like, man, Kent State is like playing Florida. I'm like, yeah, okay, we not going to have this conversation. I'm not going to.
Right.
Man. That's,
right.
But to be honest, it's a rivalry game. So you expect fireworks from both teams. The only thing about it is both teams have players that didn't grow up with the intensity of the rivalry. So you got to look at it like, okay, what is it going to be? But I think Miami just has more players who knows about the rivalry and how much it means. You know,
and our head coach, and our head coach come from this shit.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the head coach come from it.
I just got to say that. The head coach.
The D-line coach.
True. But,
I mean, damn near the whole coaching staff, to be honest, like, outside of
Beard know about coaches, it, yeah.
The DB coaches and Jason Taylor, but everybody else, they was a part of it or know about it, you know what I'm saying? So,
man,
it's gonna be a good game. I still like the Canes by double digits. I think in the end, man, Mario gonna lean on that O line and that D line, man. Mark Fletcher and them guys going. And it's crazy because, like you just said, wrapping up, who the hell want to wrap up and hit Mark Fletcher in the fourth quarter? Third quarter.
Hey, X, no, wait. X, don't forget, they said we have 8 Reuben Baines on the D line.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My bad. Oh, yeah, my bad.
You got eight Reuben Baines, man.
Yeah, they got 8 Reuben
Baines. Then they say the freshman twins are going to start. Please. Please let them.
They got freshman phenoms. Don't forget, they got a better version of Jordan Travis in the backfield who playing quarterback. Listen, I had one fan tell me the little midget is comparable to Lamar Jackson. Like,
yeah,
those made me want
to play the
same
position.
I wanted to fight Buddy on that one. Like, come on,
they
man.
Both
Lamar
play the
Jackson?
Same position.
No. You know what? One of them told me. Listen, one of them told me that's probably Malzahn's best quarterback since Cam Newton. I said, hold on. So is he's better than Nick Marshall? They was like, yeah. I said, you know what? I'm done. We ain't got nothing to talk about. He's better than Nick Marshall, who took them to the national championship game, who almost beat Florida State if it wasn't for that. I say, come on, man. Please.
Bro.
Yeah, he. I was like, you know what? Yeah, we ain't talking.
He had Dylan Gabriel, too, didn't he?
Hey, Larry, you was on. You and CJ was on the show yesterday. I wish I would have got to you because I wanted to tell CJ, like, nigga, y'all coach still running the same plays from 2013. Like, nigga, we know what's coming.
We know what's coming, yeah. They
are.
You got to remember, too, and that's why I think I'm excited to go ahead and win this game because I think it's to bring them back down to where they were. This was a 5 more Mike Norvell season. Now, Mike, I do think going to skate the season because I do think the way they schedule set up, at worst, they go 8-4. And when you're coming off of 2-10, that looks like a miracle, right? But you got to remember, they didn't want Castellanos. The fan base in general was not excited about the addition of Tommy Castellanos. And there's good reason for it.
Yeah, it's like they can't fire.
Yeah, because they feel like he quit.
All that money. They owe a lot of money. Like they just had this legal stuff. Like, and that's why they hired Gus, because if something goes wrong, it's gonna have to. They're gonna have to stabilize it somehow. Like they can't afford to fire him and get another coach. in this climate. I want to bring.
They're gonna owe boy $50 million.
About Castro. Well, did you hear the interview he did on the McClain of Granville McClain? Pretty much, he said he's been a part of two field rushes, and he's like he sees a third one. But when you talk about like him not understanding the robbery. Florida State, Miami, nobody's storming. The fans never storming the field after that game.
Yeah,
nah. Just to bring that point back. Like, that ain't happening.
Nope.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You're right. He's very disconnected. That won't happen.
Man, you're absolutely right. I think, you know, they got Gus because they know if they fire Mike, they got a coach where they don't have to pay him much. You know what I'm saying? Gus ain't going to want a lot. Not for a year or two. He'll step in as intern, and then they'll probably give him the long term, so he won't ask for much. So they'll have they still ain't gonna have money because they still paying the other coaches. Then they gonna be paying this one, but yeah, like that's the crazy part. Like they came into the season, man. No, not one Florida State fan thought they was gonna beat Bama. They beat Bama. Oh, now the world on fire. They finna shock the world. They going to the national championship. And you know the crazy part is, man, I gave him credit for beating Bama. I said, man, y'all got up for beating Bama.
We all did.
Now they looking at Miami and they saying, well, y'all ain't good. Y'all ain't played nobody. Okay, so we played Notre Dame, who everybody thought was gonna be the best team in 2025. Beat them, dominated them. We went and played South Florida, who everybody thought could upset us. I mean, that wasn't even a game. We go and play Florida Gators, who they say, well, you know, they can possibly upset the Canes because blah, blah, blah.
The trenches will match up.
We go and dominate that whole game. And now the narrative is, oh, well, yeah, we lost. So now we more focused. What?
Yeah. What were you waiting on?
What? Like. Okay, so y'all the only people that's focused? Like, okay. Like, come on, man. It's just, man, back and forth. I've been giving them stats about what Florida State offense did and what Miami defense doing, and they saying, well, y'all ain't playing nobody. I say, well, not the fact that our defense is just good. We shut people down. No,
I'm gonna repeat. Play
a Florida team who offense is okay, Florida put up almost what 450 on LSU, and then they come play us. They barely put up what they put up 191. Like, right. Okay,
so yeah, and that goes to my point that I'm glad you said that because people say that, right? And they throw the LSU game out, like I said, where they ran it up. But my thing is this, then our defense has to be good as well because why didn't they get that against us?
Facts.
The teams don't let teams come in and turn into Superman, right? Like, people were saying, I remember. When he's going to Notre Dame game. Oh, man, you know, we don't do good against freshman quarterback, you know, the unproven guy. All right, cool, that's fair. But then what happens when you have a good game against him? Like, you have to give credit where credit is due. And if we're a good team, which I believe wholeheartedly we are, yeah, we pummel a Florida team that ain't been a great offense. Why should they get off now? So, like,
facts.
To totally discredit our defense based on their so-so or poor offense, that doesn't add up. We're not going to take away nothing from our defense because they offense ain't the shit. Because we've seen, oh, yeah, on paper, oh, we'll beat any of these teams. Then they come in there and kick our ass, right? So, yeah, I ain't going to lie, that one to get off. You ain't getting off that they offense ain't good shit. And now, you know, all the Gators fans on that wave too. But that wasn't the song y'all was singing. We was talking generational quarterback, best offensive line in the country. And the thing is about that Gators team, too, is the people want to discredit it. That's still NFL players on that team. So we didn't go out there and just play a bunch of bums. They just ain't got what it takes to beat us. And that's just the bottom line.
There you go. Bingo. They just can't beat us. That's it.
It's going to beat us.
I'm literally telling FSU fans, I say, if y'all play Florida right now, Florida beat y'all.
Because
they got better talent than y'all. They just can't do nothing on offense because they got the dumbest coach in the world, like, but they will be. They got better talent than y'all. I'm talking about on offense and defense.
Yeah,
I'm looking at this Florida State roster, and I'm like, it's not one player on their roster I would trade for Miami roster. It's not one.
You gotta remember too. Last week, how many players was Virginia missing last week?
They was missing like
three stars.
Bro, man, come on now.
Missing almost like 15 players, man.
And they was, and especially on the line, and they was controlling the line of scrimmage. Come on, man.
That's the thing, man. They listen. I already know how Florida State. I'm finna give y'all Florida State game plan on offense and defense right now. Florida State, when they get on defense, they gonna play man to man. They gonna stack the box. They gonna say, "Well, Beck got
they had their safeties high. They gonna have their safeties high.
They feel that they DBs, the cornerbacks can cover our receivers. So they gonna play. They gonna stack the box. They gonna try to pressure Beck and make Beck cause." No confusion and turnovers and blah blah blah, whatever. Not gonna work. When they get on offense, they gonna do the same thing they've been doing that Gus been doing since 2011. They gonna try to throw the ball deep to the one big receiver, and then they gonna try to run the quarterback. That's all they gonna do. They gonna do some jet sweeps. They gonna do. I'm like, this offense is so predictable. Like Bama just wasn't even worried. I'm like, Bama, y'all done played Gus so many times, but you know they didn't have Nick Saban. So, but y'all done played Gus so many times. How's y'all letting this go? Like, this is something y'all see all the time. I'm like, it's just they overrated, man. I don't care. I'm here to say they overrated. It's
they overrated, about, man.
It's nothing about that team that stands out. Like they caught fire against Bama, man. Bama slipped up, let them beat them. Congratulations, Florida State. Y'all won the game. Y'all deserve the win. That's it. You know what I'm saying? The way y'all talking, is no way y'all should have went into that Virginia game thinking, or even being that close to the game if y'all so-called this elite team. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. If you that, then that game don't go that way. Bottom line. If you're the team that you think you are, then you beat Virginia handily.
And ain't no way Virginia put up that many points, neither.
Right. You know, and they go, oh, they got such a good offense. Well, but again, their resume reads very similar to yours.
But what's the sense of them having a good offense if your team supposed to be better than them? Like, it don't matter if they got a good offense. Your team better than them, you supposed to beat them.
But you know what was crazy about that whole thing? That quarterback hurt his hand, and they ran the ball 11 straight times, and they could not
straight plays, they ran the ball.
They ran the ball.
They didn't even think to say, hey, let's stop the run. He not going to go off. Nothing.
And do you think our offensive line is as good as Virginia's? I think perhaps better. Like, you know, I look at, you know, their offense, right? You know, they expect to get the Jaden Boggs kid back this week. Again, Deuce Robinson, you know, big target on the outside. Squirrel White, the Tennessee transfer. A dude that can stretch the field. And that's the thing. I think what you're looking at with this team in general is, just like X said, everything is kind of predicated on a deep shot and the quarterback being able to tuck the ball and take off. So it's going to come down to us just playing discipline. The O-line is retooled. It's better than it was last year. But, again, that's not saying a lot. You know, it's all, you know, it's pretty much transferred, put together, you know, patchwork O-line that's, again, better. But, you know, it's not going to be a dominant O-line. I don't think they'll be able to impose their will against our defensive line. You look at, you know, even tight ends in a spot where they usually kind of shine a little bit there.
Randy, at they tight end production. They tight end production is worse than ours. Like, worse.
Right.
I mean, real bad. So.
I don't think they have it. But, again, I think it goes back to your point. It's all predicated on basically the deep shot. I don't think they have a team full of route runners, right, in the wide receiver room. So I don't think our DBs are going to have a hell of a day trying to cover. They just got to run with them, get a hand.
I don't think they got any route runners.
That's what I'm saying. I don't believe they're going to carve us up. I just don't see who on that team will get the work in the middle of the field. That's just going to leave guys, you know, where they're going to find some zones to sit in. I don't think that player is on that team offensively at all. You know, they got the Makai Dansey kid comes off the bench. Well, we know what's happening when Makai come in. It's a jet sweep. It's a double reverse. Like, they're going to try to get gonna try to get 19 on the edge. Like, you know,
or the slot fade.
And I think they can't, like, we're not going to have to go 8 in the box against a run game. We're going to be able to just play a sound set defense, and we don't got Cajun coaching us no more. So we're going to have a scheme for it. And another thing I think a lot of people are talking about is playing USF's offense, to me, is like the perfect training for this game. It's something we've seen that running quarterback. I mean, your boy from USF wasn't as fast, but still that same kind of scheme. Trying to draw it up, create the matchups. Like,
the gimmick shit.
Right. It's predicated the same way. Right. It's built. Both of those offenses are built on the same exact type of thing. And USF was able to get off a couple of deep shots. So we got to make sure, you know, I would say, we talked about Frederick getting a little too handsy early in press coverage. Got to watch some of that. But, you know, get a play or two here off. But the key thing is like, even if they do get some of those, we have to play like we did against USF and be real sound in the red zone. Because I do think they're gonna get a couple of shots off, and that's fine. But now that they got that opportunity, it'll be on us to bow up in that red zone, and I think we built for it.
I like Lucas over there, boy. That 6'6" boy. I don't care. I love Lucas over that 6'6" dude.
I'm not worried about Lucas. Like I said it last night on the show. I had to remember who Lucas was, which is awesome for a cornerback. When you forget who they is all together, because you don't see him that much. Like he was coming in to help clean up like a tackle on a run play, I want to say. And I was like, who the hell is 6?
I asked in a group chat last week on Twitter after the Florida game. I was like, have y'all even seen him on the field?
Right.
Because you just don't know.
You forget he's starting. Yeah. You forget he's starting. I see why Wisconsin mad. I'd be mad, too. You lost a guy that's so good that the fans of the team he went to forget he on the team.
Wisconsin say he was first round. He ain't he every bit of it.
Yeah, he like that, man. But it's going to be, listen, the Canes. I know probably everybody say this. They focus, man. I'm talking about I can't even get Texas are call backs from players right now. They ain't even paying me no attention. I'm like, oh, okay.
I buy it, though. I buy it. I think, you know, you hear about the nameless, faceless opponent, right? Yeah, they're aware it's a rivalry week, but I think everybody's bought in and very much locked in on we better, but we got to play better. We got to beat this team in front of us, point blank period. Ain't no time for the foolishness. Like I said, I remember Mezador had on that T-shirt that I really liked at the start of the year. It said enough on it. And, you know, he explained that the whole thing was enough of these narratives about Miami starting strong, not finishing well, you know, the defense not being up to par. Just enough of the old narratives. And I think that team is really bought into killing all sorts of those old narratives. You know, you look on their defensive side of the ball, they got a big liability in that transfer they brought in from Nebraska, the James Williams kid.
Terrible. The linebacker?
He played in. You know, okay. They run a 3-3-5. So he played in. He is
Their fans didn't even want him playing no more after last week.
He's a liability, bro. He's a liability. I see us being able to just run at him.
He's still a starter.
Right. Like, and the thing with him is he's a pass rush specialist, and that's it. Like, they complain about Pat Payton. Well, he's a worse Pat Payton. Like, you ain't get even Pat Payton back in this whole exchange. You ended up getting a guy that, you know, because the complaint was like Pat wasn't good against the run, containing the edge, blah, blah, blah. Well, this guy is a way worse version of that. Then you got Daryl Jackson, and they got him at the nose now. So, you know, he as good as he is, you know, and I do think Tony White's clever with his 3-3-5. I think he's a good DC. Jackson gets washed out most of the time because he got to take on double, if not triple teams. Big body guy that can take up some space in the middle, but there'll be no pass rush.
Their linebackers is terrible too. They can't cover for shit, bro.
Yeah, Virginia, I think, went 11 for 12 across the middle of the field.
Yeah.
So I mean, again, it's an opportunity to just work the middle, hit them with, you know, let's get the tight end involved, especially Elijah Lofton. Let Tony get involved around that middle of the field. Just when I look at this team on the defensive side, I mean, you got, some decent corners. What's his name? I think he's all right. I'm dropping his name. The Jerry Wilson guy. I think he's okay.
Yeah, from Houston.
I think he's okay. You got Earl Little out there.
Who missed hella tackles last week.
Who missed a lot of tackles, though. Exactly. That's what I say. He's a thumper. He could come in and be an enforcer in a sense, but he's also a liability because all he wants is the big hits. He was on that highlight reel that everybody kept showing that I kept hearing Florida State fans. If he wraps up, well, yeah. If Ips was fifths, we'd all be fucked up right now. Like, that's what I mean. Like, you can't tell me that he didn't think this was a game he needed to wrap up on his tackle.
My boy got trust tick a few times last week in a worse way.
Real deal. Yeah. He's not a huge guy. He's violent, but he's not huge. He's like 190 or so. So you're not talking about a really big guy. He's athletic, and I think he finally found his niche. But again, we're going into game five, and you're not working on wrapping up. That's not a good sign. And then, basically, I just see it as the way looking at this roster, looking at who we got to go up against. I think it could look, very similar to the Florida game. I think we just lean on these people heavy. Everybody, they want to hope Carson Beck is going to lose the game for us somehow. First off, he's not that bad, number one. He's still in the Heisman race. He had a rough game against Florida. Florida got his number. I give him that. But if you the coach, and y'all tell me, correct me if I'm wrong, would you not just lean on these people? What would you – why get too fancy? They already shown they can't stop the run.
Man, this is a good coach, a good football team, a good sports team, period. When they go into a game – they don't have to do anything fancy, anything special. They do what they do best. Go ahead and execute your plays. You know what I'm saying? The thing is, on offense, guess what? They got to stop you. On defense, they got to execute on your defense. So it's like, that's the approach that the Hurricanes is taking. They like, man, we don't care what y'all – listen, we finna tell y'all we finna run the ball, but y'all got to stop it. You know what I'm saying?
And I don't see it. Like, I don't see where they're going to be able to stop the run. And then off of the run, I believe you'll be able to set up, the play action. I saw one of their fans say something. I know he don't speak for the fan base, but he's talking about loading eight in the box. I'm like, man, I don't want to do that. that's not where you want to try to play this, man. If they just go eight in the box, ain't nothing Carson Beck can do to pass against that secondary and that linebacking core.
And that's disrespectful because when you do that, you're basically saying
– oh, God.
You're basically saying your skill players on defense is the same as or better than our skill players on offense too.
I pray they do it. It just ain't going to happen. I pray that's what they do. I think we can run against it, number one, but I definitely think we can pass.
I was about to say, even if they do that, I still think we get them runs off.
Yeah. I just don't think they have the physical talent up front to do that. I mean, there's a reason they leaning on those Desir twins to play meaningful snaps because their D-line ain't like that. We just watched them get bullied. So – we got a freshman that we've been talking all highly of. He still ain't seen the field yet. Versus the other side, they got to lean on these guys just to try to get this shit done. That tells you a lot about the difference in where these programs are at right
yep.
now. I'm sorry. I just, rivalry game or not, I just don't think they got the horses.
Why y'all think the line's so low?
Rivalry game.
I mentioned rivalry game and it's in Tallahassee. They feel like Tallahassee.
And we ain't left home yet.
You get 3 points. Like, you automatically. Yeah, you automatically get 3 points for being at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, they feel. They
so
feel
really, Tally, this is a touchdown game.
Yeah, they feel like Tally is a rough place to play at. I'm like, come on, man. This is Miami versus FSU. It's nothing rough about playing at home. Like, each team to play them each other. So, but my whole assessment about FSU is I think they're overrated. I don't think they have anything to worry about. You know, you play disciplined football. Like I said, they're going to do offense. They're going to be something, you know, quarterback run, throw the deep ball. You know what I'm saying? If the deep ball don't work, then they're going to start trying to come out with the little tricks, jet sweeps here and trickery and da-da-da-da. And, you know, hoping that Thomas can take off. So, yeah, I mean – that's what they're going to do. When they on defense, it don't matter what they do on defense, man. I just think, like you said, Larry, we're going to lean on them boys. Like our old line just going, listen, they talking about they got freshman D linemen, and you don't think Arnaz Cooper don't know about? Man, Arnaz Cooper finna have a field day. Like,
and he feeds off of that. That's the thing. Like, we talking about, yeah, it's in Tally. Everybody number one, I just saw Josh Pate tweeted out not too long ago that everybody hammering the Miami -4.5. It's easy money. I'm shocked the line that low. Yep. I think it has the potential to get ugly. I think this game has the potential to really get out of hand. Because the other thing you have to remember about these type offenses is, yes, they're dangerous when they're clicking. But that tempo don't do you no good if you go up there, you try to run this tempo, and now it's 3 and out.
And you get no first downs. I was just about to say that.
Right. And then we get the ball, and we hold it for 7-8 minutes.
And that 3-3-5 getting punished.
Right. And we just, yeah.
Third quarter, they ain't going to want no more.
And
no
then
mind.
After that, Castellanos got to put the ball in the air with film.
Now he got to put it up high. And that's just not – he's not accurate. It's not. That's not his game. It's not that he's an accurate guy that sits back and going to pick you apart. He just got enough arm to get it down there to a 6'5 wide receiver. But he ain't going to have his way. This ain't Virginia. You know, they tease us about revamping our secondary. Well, it looks like it worked for me. You can talk all you want to, but when it got it to make it good. So the deficiency that was once there, it no longer exists. So, I think we lean on them that way. I don't think they played a defense nearly as physical as ours. You got a lot of hitters on that side. You know, y'all see how we plan it. It's swarming everywhere. You know, I just see maybe a turnover or two going our way.
It's
trying
supposed
to come up with how they can really win.
Isn't this supposed to rain, or it's gonna be like a little rain?
They said it ain't supposed to rain no more.
It's not gonna rain now.
I'm about to say, if it rains, that's even more advantage for us.
Cause we done play every game in the goddamn rain.
Exactly
right. Yeah, they might have been praying for rain, trying to hope that you know, maybe we won't look as sharp like as we did against Florida. So you know, that's kind of what they want to lean on. Oh, you know, that was a big narrative too. Oh, that offense ain't gonna work against us. Okay, but your defense ain't Florida's defense.
And they ain't even playing the fucking rain yet. So what we talking about for real?
Right. Yeah, like I don't know.
I don't see no way they can win neither, Larry. And if you just being there, this is taking my fan shades off and everything. I really don't see how they fucking win, bro.
Because
I really don't.
I mean, regardless of the fact that they're able to produce on the offensive side of the ball, you can't stop the run. And so if you can't stop the run, we've been doing it so far all year. We just try to take over that middle half of the game, second and third, right? We take that away from you and just run the rock right at you. I don't know what adjustments could be made when you don't have the talent pool. Now, this is the thing, too. I think a Florida State fan will have to tell you, if they look you dead in the eye, being honest, is this one of the better Florida State teams you've seen? Can you tell me that this is, and even y'all with Miami fans, is this one of the better Florida State teams you've ever seen?
No. Hell no.
Not even close. It's just not.
Hell,
this ain't a good man, Florida State team.
I see people compare this team to the 13 team. I'm like,
come on, man.
What? I like, come this on, not even, man.
This not 13 even team had like all NFL players. This I'm team like, don't have.
This not even the team they had when they went undefeated. Like, this not that. It's not that at all. Like,
I'm gonna tell you right now, pro off of this roster right now, Darryl Jackson, and that's just because he's huge. And I don't know, maybe Deuce Robinson. Maybe this can't compare to the 2013 roster. It's not even, we're talking about two totally different worlds. So, yeah, I mean, I guess, man, in closing, I just see a team that we should be able to impose our will offensively. I think we could run it well. I think we'll be able to open up some play action stuff. The middle of the field is very sweet. So I think they'll take advantage of that. And then defensively, man, I just think we know the game plan. We're not gonna overthink things. We're not gonna be doing all the twists and stunts up front. We're gonna let our guys get back there. And the other thing is both of our defensive ends good at containing the edge. So you're going to see discipline there as well. So, I can't find a real path to where I think Florida State can hold this game up and pull it off. Any other, like, final thoughts?
I'm with you. Yeah, I just, again, the team overrated. They overrated. It's nothing about them that's making me, like, I went into Florida game and I wasn't worried because I knew we'll win, but I knew Florida got talent. You know what I'm saying? So anything that has talent can spark at a certain time.
Right.
They don't got no talent like that, man. They, you know what I'm saying? They played off all hype. They beat Bama. Congratulations. You deserve that win. You earned it. Great. They go play two teams that shouldn't even be playing college football. They act like, oh, well, this is the greatest offense in the world. Man, what? Who the hell is y'all playing? Talking about this is the greatest offense.
It's a sad day, isn't it? That's a sad day when they don't want to admit they don't play two absolute high school teams. That's sad, man.
And the crazy thing is because it's like they trying to compare the teams they played to us. Oh, well, we played Bama.
Come on, man.
And Virginia and blah, blah. Man, shut the hell up. Like, come on, be serious. I know Florida, we beat the hell out of Florida. I know their offense looked bad, but we did that.
Still got pro players.
We did that to Florida. Like, it wasn't
exactly
Florida just horrible like that. Yeah, they not looking good, but we did that to them. Like, give us some credit.
And that's what they don't want to do. I said that earlier. It's killing them to just give credit where credit is due. And no. I ain't never been that kind of hater. When they won in 2013, I told one of my best friends, I said, oh, y'all boys taking this thing right out the gate. They jumped out and beat Pitt. I was like, oh, yeah, y'all look different. This team, I think, walked all the way. And what did you do?
Hey, listen. Notre Dame is almost averaging close to 550 yards per game. They didn't do that against us. We exactly set them down. So I'm like, how can you not give us credit? Like, y'all keep saying, oh, we did that to them teams. It wasn't because the teams aren't good. We did that.
Right.
Notre Dame goes and put up almost 500 yards against Texas A&M. They lose off a fluke play. They should have won that game. They go play, Arkansas. The team. They play Arkansas. Beat the hell out of them. They go play Purdue. I mean, Now Jordan Love is back in the Heisman race. Like, Jordan Love was nothing against us. They talking about Heisman. He was nothing against us. But
none of that shit coincidence, neither.
It's that hate in their heart. And that's why I love. And that's why I'm so excited to go ahead and get this over with. because I want to see who gonna come to the altar, man. Just say, all right, them boys good, man. I want to see who got that much heart. Oh, I don't know. I don't think gonna be a lot of them. I don't think gonna be a lot of them. But I'd love to try and see it. Oh, we can't hear you.
Can't hear you, bro.
Oh my bad. I say it ain't gonna be nobody saying it because ain't no Gator fan said it 2 years in a row. We gonna beat the hell out of the Gators and they still saying, oh man, y'all ain't good.
Now it's just about how bad they is. All right, okay, cool. God bless you. Cool story, bro. D Rob, any closing thoughts, brother?
We'll
get some scores real quick.
Nah, man. I mean, I'm just like I said. I'm feeling good, man. There's no nervous, no nothing, man. It just all came crashing down, really, for Florida State last week, man. Because you know they was on that high horse, beating them two middle school teams, and you know we got to number this offense of you should have the number one offense playing those teams. You should do what you did. If you
I don't
did,
understand
I
the
concerned.
Talk after them games. That's
yeah,
crazy.
I wouldn't be concerned.
East Texas, A&M.
What told me is you let Kent State get an opening drive touchdown. Like, huh? Like, them people ain't put up no points the first, like, two, three games, and their first touchdown is against you? Come on, man.
Yeah. 2-10 to do that to them, man. You know what I'm saying? Boys excited, man. Excited. Man. We got them easy, and then we're gonna do a quick round robin on the scores.
I think we're gonna go up there and dominate them, boys. I'm being dead. I'm just ready for the ball to get kicked off. I've been thinking about the shit all week. It's crazy. It really ain't no nervousness. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
It ain't no nervousness. I really think we're about to go up there and dominate them, boys.
Yeah, they're gonna have to shock me.
They're gonna have to shock me. Like, yeah. After the game, if they win, I'm like, all right, they got it, goddamn. Like, they can't.
All right,
they got it. Shit.
The respect that they've been wanting, you know, because this is the thing. You hear them keep crying about, we should just quit playing SEC team in week one because we don't get no credit for it. Man, y'all got y'all credit. It's just them people look better now. That's all. So.
And that line would be the
you
same.
You want that respect.
That line would be the same if they played again.
You want that respect. Go get it this week. This is the week you can get that respect you long for. So, and you're at home. You're not even big dogs on this one. They got y'all is just 4.5 points. Depending on what book you go to. I think up to 6.5, depending on which book you go to. But either way, this is your chance to earn the respect. I don't think it's happening. No part of me thinks it's happening. I think it's going to be an ass whooping. I'm going to go ahead and call it. Give me 38, 23,
Canes. I got 34-20. I was going to say 34-17. I'll give him an extra goddamn 3 points.
Yeah, 34-20.
Yeah, 34-20. Two touchdowns.
38-13, man.
No boys ain't. Yeah, shit. If they score 13 points, they crashing out Saturday night.
Let's go.
Yeah, facts. That's going to be the end of the season. They score 13 goddamn points.
You ain't lying.
I got 35-17. I got 37-17. And I think that they get a late touchdown. That's what makes it. 17. It's like last year when they scored that last touchdown. We really should have blew them out. They got that last little touchdown. Yeah, I think it's going to be the same thing. I think it's going to – you know what? I don't even I think we're going to jump out. I think we might be going to jump out like 14-0, and everybody's going to be like, oh, what's really going on?
Kind of like last week, kind of like against the Florida game.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. To the boy. I didn't get to watch that whole game because I was playing poker, so I didn't get to see the whole thing. But anyway, like I said, y'all seen it, man. I put the money down on them boys. Money line for Virginia. No upset needed. I knew it was fool's gold. I'm staying with his fool's gold. I think Virginia's a fool's gold. And I think, you know, even them ranking them was just because they still trying to push this game. Because Florida State and Miami being good is good for the sport. I just don't think one of us is really good. I think one of us is much improved. And I think the other team is that much more improved and was working with a better base to come in with. We had opposite records last year for a reason. So, yeah, man, Kane's in dominant fashion. That ain't even the fan in me talking. That's just the football player, you know, football watching me talking. So that's how I see it. We're going to get up out of here. And as the motto is this year, I see you in the playoffs, bitch. Peace.
Peace.
We're going to let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.